From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Damme. President Obama, with French President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister Gordon Brown standing behind him at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, demanded that Iran open up a secret nuclear facility to international inspectors.
It is time for Iran to act immediately to restore the confidence of the international community by fulfilling its international obligations.
All three leaders chastised Tehran for hiding the facility from the rest of the world. Mr. Obama says Iran's decision to build the site is endangering the world's non-nuclear proliferation regime. Iran has insisted all along that its nuclear fuel facilities are for peaceful purposes only. The leaders at the summit have endorsed the G20 as the premier forum for international economic cooperation, that according to a White House statement. NPR's John Itzde reports.
This historic decision to elevate the G20 officially puts emerging nations like China, Brazil, and India at the center of global economic decision-making and eclipses the G8 as the premier forum for world economic issues. The statement says the move brings to the table the countries needed to build a stronger, more balanced global economy, reform the financial system, and lift the lives of the poorest. President Obama initiated the move to make the G20 essentially a board of directors for the global economy. The U.S. has also supported giving emerging nations more influence in institutions like the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. The summit's final communique will reportedly call for increasing IMF voting rights for emerging nations by 5%. John Itzde, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
Authorities in Pittsburgh are expecting more protests outside the G20 gathering, but smaller ones than yesterday's, when police in full riot gear turned back hundreds of demonstrators trying to march downtown. Some 24 protesters were arrested. A Colorado man at the center of a terrorism investigation is back in a Denver courtroom today. Federal prosecutors are arguing that Najibullah Zazi should remain locked up until his trial. NPR's Jeff Brady has more.
Prosecutors say 24-year-old Najibullah Zazi was intent on blowing up an improvised explosive device, probably during his trip to New York 2 weeks back. In a court filing, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of New York says Zazi is clearly a danger because he traveled to Pakistan to learn how to make bombs. Then he allegedly purchased the items needed to do that from beauty supply stores in the Denver area. Zazi showed no visible reactions during a hearing Thursday. At the same proceeding, his father was released from federal custody. Mohammed Zazi still faces a charge of lying to federal investigators, but prosecutors did not challenge efforts to release the elder Zazi on a $50,000 unsecured bond. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 35 to 96.72, the Nasdaq down 14. This is NPR. Sales of new homes edged up a bit in August. The Commerce Department says home sales rose 0.7%. While the numbers mean new home sales are essentially flat, they also mean enough people are buying homes that sales are not dropping, and new home buyers are helping to reduce the glut of unsold homes. About 260,000 homes remain on the market. The government says new orders for durable goods fell by nearly 2.5% in August. That's the second drop in 3 months. Analysts say the decrease underscores just how slow a recovery can be. Durable goods range from computers to planes. The corruption trial of former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert began today and was then suspended until February. Olmert says he is confident he will be acquitted. Linda Gradstein has details.
Today's hearing focused mainly on technical issues, such as transferring the prosecutor's investigation materials to the defense. Olmert was indicted on a series of corruption charges, including accepting tens of thousands of dollars in cash from U.S. businessman Morris Talansky and double billing Israeli charities for trips taken abroad on their behalf. Olmert accused the attorney general of what he called an almost inhuman campaign of mudslinging and said he paid a price during that period. Olmert was forced to resign after the indictment was announced. In court today, Olmert was cheerful and said he is sure he will be found innocent. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
It was another bloody day in Afghanistan. 5 U.S. troops were killed within a 24-hour period in the south. That's where Taliban militants have continued a steady campaign of bombings and other violence against U.S. and NATO forces. I'm Carol Van Damme, NPR News in Washington.